Listening 114. Listen and read.
Treasure Island. My name is Jim Hawkins. When I was a boy, my father had a small hotel in England, near the sea. One day, an old sailor arrived at the hotel. He said his name was Billy Bones. He went to the beach every day, and he looked out at the sea. Billy had a wooden box in his room. Nobody knew what was inside it. After a few months, Billy Bones became very ill. When I visited Billy, he pointed at his wooden box. "There is treasure in that box," he said. "If you help me, I will share the treasure with you." But that night, Billy Bones died. I was very sad. I decided to open the wooden box. Inside, I found some papers wrapped in a cloth. I took the papers to Dr. Livesey's house. Dr. Livesey was having dinner with the squire. They unwrapped the papers and looked at them carefully. "This is a list of treasure and a map," said the squire. "The treasure is on an island. We must get a ship and go to find it." So the squire found a ship. He also met a ship's cook called Long John Silver, who only had one leg. Long John Silver told me wonderful stories about the sea and about his adventures. I liked talking to him, but I didn't like his pet parrot. It was always shouting. Soon, we were ready to leave. I said goodbye to my parents, and we sailed away to look for treasure. One day, I was tired and hungry. I wanted to rest for a few minutes, but I soon fell asleep. When I woke up, I heard men talking. They didn't see me. One of the men was Long John Silver.
"When we find the treasure and get it onto the ship, we'll steal the ship from Jim and his friends," he said.
The other men agreed.
"We'll leave Jim and his men on the island and we'll all be rich," they said.
Suddenly, there was a shout. We were near Treasure Island. I found Dr. Livesey and the squire, and I told them about Long John Silver's terrible plan. When we arrived at Treasure Island, we all left the ship and went to explore the island. We found a wooden house, and we stayed there for the night. When I woke up the next morning, my friends were gone. I was very scared, but when the other men left the house, Long John Silver told me his new plan.
"I'm not going to steal the ship or the treasure," he said. "I'm going to help you and your friends. But the other men think I am going to share the treasure with them. We mustn't tell them our secret."
That afternoon, we went to look for the treasure. But when we found the right place, we saw a large hole in the ground. The treasure was gone. The men were very angry with Long John Silver.
"You tricked us," they said.
But then my friends jumped out from behind the trees.
"The treasure is safe," said Dr. Livesey. "We found it last night. We're taking it back to England, and Long John Silver is going to come with us. The rest of you must stay here on Treasure Island."
I was glad to sail away from Treasure Island. We stopped in South America, and Long John Silver ran away. He took some of the treasure with him, and we never saw him again. When we arrived home, We shared the treasure and lived happily. But sometimes, in my dreams, I still hear Long John Silver's parrot shouting.
Based on a story by Robert Louis Stevenson.